With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Hey, Road Trippers. This season has tipped off and is in full swing. Are you using the Sleeper app for daily fantasy basketball? We are. You watch and listen to the podcast, and Rich and Channing have made their Sleeper picks of the week. So go get some skin in the game and start playing fantasy basketball on the Sleeper app. Turn your basketball knowledge into real money with the Sleeper app. It's the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day into payday. Just download the Sleeper app and pick more or less on your favorite players. With more stats than any other fantasy app, just choose two or more of your favorite players from either pregame or live. It's as easy as that. Again, pick more or less from the predicted stats, and you could win up to 100 times your money if your picks win. Download and sign up on the Sleeper app today. Use our promo code ROADTRIPPIN', and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Sleeper is currently operational in over 25 states. Check out Sleeper today. Little morning edition of Road Trippin'. Allie Clifton, Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson. We're going to dive right in. And guess where we're going to start? We're not going to start in the NBA, though there is so much going on, I feel like, right now in the NBA. Bear down, dare I say it?
Dare you say it.
What was the reaction? How excited were you
guys?
About
us being $500 million in debt or about us winning?
Winning.
I don't know the debt part. No.
Well, this is, I don't understand where this whole we are in debt. The basketball program is thriving. They are in debt. Yeah. We are
football
fine.
Football program is doing great.
They're doing better. They're doing better. Shout out to doing great. Just shout out to the football program. Try the football program.
Super shout out to the football program.
Wait, last I heard, the basketball program beat the Duke Blue Devils.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're supposed to do that. That's just a
It's been a while, though, I heard.
No. Kyrie. Kyrie. Yeah, we ended Kyrie's career. You know, this is a normal thing, Arizona beating Duke. Last game Kyrie ever played was against Duke, or was against Arizona. So, yeah, this stuff happens. Oh. This is – look, they don't rush the floor at McHale. They don't rush the floor because there's no win that'll be big enough for us to, like, rush the floor, like, at Arizona.
This is why I can't get on board with you guys. I can't.
Why?
Because you're acting like this is no big deal. You're lying. I was in Phoenix on Friday. Not Tucson, but I was in Phoenix. Miles came over. We were talking with, like, 2 minutes to go in the game. It was very close. And then I had reached out to you, Richard, because you were on the call with a Duke Blue Devil. You were very, very excited, I thought. And now all of a sudden it's like,
I'm excited, but it's just, I'm excited, but it's like that's something that is like, oh, that was cool. And then we move on to the next. Like, that buzz doesn't last like a full, like, Michigan State versus Ohio, or Michigan versus Ohio State that week before, that week after buzz that you guys get. For us, it's like, okay, cool. Who do we play next? You know?
Yeah.
That's because that's football.
Winning, and games happen once a week. Crazy. Like,
duh.
Richard, do you remember that story about the quarterback that was paid by the NIL guy and that got hurt after the first game and then came back and now we're winning all these games?
Yeah.
That's a good investment. That was a good investment.
It panned out
at the end.
Okay. It's working out. No, the football team has been playing great.
It's working out. Dude, I can't remember the last time we had like a
We beat three ranked teams in a row.
Yeah, and Colorado's, I know they've lost. They're still a solid team. They just run into buzzsaws except for Utah. They shouldn't have lost to Utah, but they just ran into buzzsaws. So that's still a good team. It's hard to play there. It's packed.
Oh, you win. Look, every win that we get, good for us.
Allie's
so annoyed right now. Look, where it is,
Allie, massive, if U of A wins out in football, we have a chance to go to the championship game. If Arizona wins the last Pac-12 championship, you will. I'm buying a U of A jersey, a U of A football jersey.
What name are you going to have on your back? Whoa.
No, blank name. Blank name.
Oh, it's going to be a blank name?
Yeah, I'll just get my own name, Fry, on there. So I can get a custom one.
Oh, let's go there first. Truth or trash, because this is a fun one. Give me a current NBA player you'd most like to see play in an NFL game. You can't say LeBron. Could you guys play in an NFL game?
Isaiah, no way. Isaiah Stewart from Detroit. I feel like he ready to throw them hands.
I want to see Joel Embiid. I want to see Joel Embiid. I want to see what he would look like in
position.
I don't know, defensive line. I want to see if he lifted weight. Big. If he lifted weights
easy.
Like Miles Garrett.
Zion.
No. Zion already looks like a football player. But I'm saying, could you imagine what Joel Embiid lifted like a defensive lineman, how big he would be? Like, I know we can say whatever we want about his injuries, but let's just say hypothetically he would be healthy. What would he look like if he lifted like a defensive lineman? You know how big of a human? He'd be a 400-pound. He'd be a 400-pound, like, running, sprinting monstrosity. Fuck no. That, like,
Giannis would be a monster, too. If Giannis lifted like a football player, he's already good at just running through people.
Yeah, but you got to see, like, Giannis ain't got no ass on him. Like, I'm talking about, like, a dude that's going to look like a fuck, like, just, you just... Why Giannis is a skinny dude with broad shoulders. That's not football. That's like a wide receiver. That yes, he could be a wide receiver. I'm talking about a dude that if he tried to tack on mass, would be huge.
Oh, yeah.
He would like Shaq. Oh, that shit would be hilarious.
All right, let's go into it, Channing, because you said it, and I think you tweeted it. What's going on with the Pelicans? I sent you guys obviously the latest in the comment from Zion trying to buy in right now.
Hey, yo. You know what that means? Get me out of here. I came in shape. Oh. I'm somewhat healthy. I want the freedom to do what I want to do. And you know what? I just don't like it. So I'm going to nicely say, this ain't it.
After what that organization has done with him and for him?
He don't give a fuck. He don't care. I just, if you watch them, right?
Interesting.
Willie Green is a very good coach. He's dealt with a shitload of injuries, right? Willie Green has established a defensive-minded culture. And when his two best players play in the game, have you seen that stat? I can't remember the last time where your two best players play and you have an overall minus 23. So to me, that's either they got to both buy into each other and how each other plays and also commit to the defensive end. Right? Or you got to move one of them. Who's the main guy? Is it Brandon Ingram? Is it Zion? Who is the tippy top? Who's shown you they can really help you win games? And you got to make a decision. And I think Griff will make a decision this year, personally.
You're talking about Zion and BI having a minus 14 net rating.
Yeah.
Together.
That's not good when you're two star players. Are on the court and there are clips now. Obviously he said it, and you know internet people are clipping the shit out of his effort when it comes to defense. Right, here's where I give him a little bit of grace. He has
and
not.
And I apologize that. Really quick. -7.8. My bad. I was reading the wrong one. Go on. Right. Continue. Sorry.
But still,
yeah,
they don't seem like their chemistry. If the two best players' chemistry isn't right, it's going to ruin everyone else. Because then it's your turn. It's my turn. It's your turn. It's my turn. Like. No one could get in a flow. Zion does not play like Brandon Ingram plays. They are both catch, jab, jab, drive, you know, one-on-one guys, and they need spacing for that. But where does everyone else fit? So, and also, I don't know if the organization has said, Zion, you're number one, and Brandon, you're number two, and this is what we're doing. I don't think you can say that because both of them are injury prone. So the minute you build a system for Zion and he gets hurt, now what? You got to restart again? So good luck, New Orleans. Griff, I'm praying for you. I got a bottle of wine for you by the end of the year.
Richardson. I'm with Channing on this. Like, it's childish. It's 10 games into the season. Some of these dudes don't have, you know, the stripes that I think, you know, so, oh, I'm trying hard to buy in. Remember when the Celtics was it 2 years ago, Ime Udoka's first year, where it was like they were struggling through like December and then they turned it around. Yeah. And it's like, dude, buy-in is not 10 games. Buy-in is like, hey, I've been working on my jump shot for 10 days and I haven't seen any results. It's like, no, it can take longer. Like, that's the only thing that bothers me. It's like, no, this can take longer. This might take 15 games. This might take 25 games. Like, the season is going to be 8 months long. Like, you think it's going to, oh, I bought in for the first month and now everything's fine? That's the part that I'm just like, okay, whatever's going to happen.
Well, he doesn't know. I don't know if he knows. I don't know if he knows.
I'm with you.
He like, this first year coming in shape, right? So he's like, well, I'm here. I'm in shape. Why is it everything not surrounding me? And everyone's like, dude, we can't rely on you. Like, we're figuring out.
No, I'm just saying, it's just more of like the attitude and the energy and that stuff.
The attitude is not good.
Yeah.
It sounds bad.
Someone that Channing is buying 10 games in, per his tweet, to you, Richard. Richard, I thought I would never say this. You put this on Twitter, Channing, but you might be right about the Rockets. You may got those dudes playing some good basketball. They've won 6 in a row.
You know what it is? And it, you know, and they make mistakes, and they do big dummy stuff. They're winning games they're not supposed to win. And that's a problem early for them to be trash. Like, Jalen Green had a first couple games. He was like, oh, I get to do what I want. Ime snatched him out of the game, and cussed him out, put him back in. And you're seeing his progression. Sanguini is balling. Right? Sanguini is balling. You're looking at the young guys. They're diving on the floor. They're trying to play defense. The ball is popping and moving. And, like, the problem is they now know what it takes to win. And obviously they're going to get lumped up, I think, in the middle of the season, right? But for them to get off to the start, how many games they win last year? 30?
Oh, less than that.
So they've already won less than that. They've already won 1/4 of the games that they've won last year. So for them to be better, I got to just say yes. They're going to be better.
Is this what you were thinking it was going to look like, Richard?
No, very much so. I think that that's what it was going to look like, because I thought Van Vliet was going to bring stability. It was the stability aspect that I love for their team. And then – when you look at having a guy, and when I say a number one defender, I mean a guy that's going to, that a PJ Tucker, like those type of guys, that's what Dylan Brooks is. I don't get into the, like, to the, he's going to try really, really hard on defense about a lot of different things. Like, that's what he's going to do as a one, as a two, as a three. If you want small ball, whatever, he's just going to give effort. You at least have a guy that's going to attempt against Bron, right? Those are the guys that you want. So you have that. Then you have Jalen Green. Then you have Jabari Smith Jr., right? So you have a four. Sanguini, like Channing said, Sanguini, this is the guy that's doing all of the little things that for your team. He's a big man. He can pass. He can do it. Dude's nice. So, like, when I look at their roster, they have some talent on that team. Enough talent that I think to be competitive. Enough talent to go 500. And I know that that's big. Like, I'm saying they have enough talent to go 500. If they deal with injuries, they deal with this. I said that they were going to make it into the play-in tournament. I think that was going to be an improvement. I thought they were going to have a chance to make the postseason. If you make it to the play-in, you have a chance to make the postseason. I think they have a chance to make the postseason.
It's still a reach. I'm saying they're going to be better. If they're 500, fuck, Richard, I will buy your jersey.
I didn't say that they were going to be 500. I said if they have a chance, they have the talent. If you said at the end of the season that this team was 500 and they were healthy and they were, you know, I think that would be the peak for them. That's not a high peak. If your peak is 500, let's keep this. Most teams don't hit their peak. Most teams don't hit their peak.
Almost 20 games more. 20? You think they're going to 20 games?
What is the Lakers' peak?
It's a lot of games.
What is the Lakers' peak?
Hey,
don't bring the Lakers into this. I'm saying what is the peak?
There's no way
60. The Lakers. The Lakers.
I said six seed.
Oh, 60.
They're so frustrating to watch. They are so frustrating to watch. Like, could
you guys are frustrating to watch too when you were without 4 to 6 of your rotational guys. Trust me.
We're talking effort. Like,
there was one game.
Boo. One game. Boo-hoo.
The Portland game.
One and no.
Portland game. Pass the tissues. Everybody's got issues.
One and a half games.
I'm not. First of all,
Orlando, the Houston game. That's all you can talk about when it comes to the
this last game in Portland. No, you should have blown them out.
No, stop it. You're without LeBron James. You know what the numbers are on both sides of the floor. You're still without Gabe Vincent. You're still without Jared Vanderbilt. You're coming off a four-game road trip. Come on, Channing. All you needed to do was win the game. The effort was there. It may have looked a little different. Of course, when you take
just
a guy.
Win the game. Just win the game.
You know that dog, that Chihuahua meme? That's exactly what you look like right now. Let's use our head right now. But you can talk about the Lakers if you want. Dude, I rest my case.
Effort.
Shut
boo-boo.
Up, Channing. Yeah, per her last email, effort, bitch.
The bottom of an olive.
Oh, God.
Hey, road trippers. This season has tipped off and is in full swing. Are you using the Sleeper app for daily fantasy basketball? We are. You watch and listen to the podcast, and Rich and Channing have made their Sleeper picks of the week. So go get some skin in the game and start playing fantasy basketball on the Sleeper app. Turn your basketball knowledge into real money with the Sleeper app. It's the ultimate fantasy sports app that can turn game day into payday. Just download the Sleeper app and pick more or less on your favorite players. With more stats than any other fantasy app, just choose two or more of your favorite players from either pregame or live. It's as easy as that. Again, pick more or less from the predicted stats, and you could win up to 100 times your money if your picks win. Download and sign up on the Sleeper app today. Use our promo code ROADTRIPPIN, and you'll get up to a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Sleeper is currently operational in over 25 states. Check out Sleeper today. Okay, let's talk about a team that is hot right now. Where am I going?
The 76ers.
Whoa. We had talked about, obviously, with James Harden leaving, setting them up for a potential move down the line. They've won 8 in a row. Tyrese Maxey, I sent you that log this morning. They have him at the number 2 point guard right now. Just dropped 50. Can they contend as is?
No.
Now.
This is adorable. They are
Kelly Oubre is a big hit.
Hey, look. They're
Kelly
Oubre
is a big hit. He was shooting the shit out of the ball. Now, I can't
him,
say
by
he
the
was
way.
A big
That's
hit. Thought. Sorry, my bad.
What happened?
Yeah, thoughts.
Kelly Oubre got hit by a car.
What the hell
Outside
happened?
Of his home.
How?
He was walking. Somebody busted him and broke his rib and hurt his hip and Yeah.
Oh fuck. Well,
they
I mean,
say
he's
that.
Out for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But his shooting was huge. His defense was huge. But I do think they need one more piece, and then I think they're going to be nasty.
Yeah.
But Tyrese Maxey is like, he's living nice, dude. And Nick Nurse has them buying into like the system. Like, dude, everyone has a chance. And he's like, man,
they
I'm
trade.
Play
they
you.
Trade James Dean's hard, and they do this. Then the Clippers. The Clippers have it. Go full Chernobyl. They're going to be fine. No. They're going to be fine.
It looks okay. First of all, I didn't know. How do you get out of shape that fast? He does not look in shape at all.
Who?
James Harden.
Was that quick? Oh, he hadn't been playing. Look, Clippers. I know. I was more saying, Allie, I was like, Philly's doing that, and the Clippers are struggling on the other end. No, I think Philly's a very good team. I think Philly, they are. They don't have enough. To me, they have enough, again, to get to a conference finals. I don't think that they have enough to win a championship. Because, they would have to beat Boston and Milwaukee in back-to-back series. The chances of them beating Boston and Milwaukee in a back-to-back series and then beating whoever came out of the West, well, that was Denver. I don't think that they got enough. You need more horses for that type of journey.
I think Philly can beat Milwaukee. I'm not sold on Milwaukee right now, right? And I'm not – the reason why I say no on Philly, they shoot too many free throws. Because we've seen no team that's been like one or two in the free throws has won a championship. It just doesn't – it doesn't pan over in the playoffs, right? You look at like those Houston teams where James was going to the line 20 times. You look at like any of Joel Embiid's teams that were going to the line the most. Him getting – he's a foul hunter. So instead of trying to make the shot, he's looking to get fouled, to go to the free throw line, get rest, you know, slow the game down. But I don't know if he can continue that in the playoffs. But I think he'd barbecue – Milwaukee. Their screen and roll defense right now is doo-doo.
Milwaukee.
Oh.
Yeah, they got to figure that bad boy out.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah, yeah. They got to go back to the drawing board, right? They were like – you know, we said it was like they want to go do the same thing that they've been doing. You can't do that. He's not Drew. Dame is not Drew Holiday. So you got to go to the drawing board and figure out what's going to work for your team, because it's obviously not working. They're eating that. They're eating that just corn on a cob. Eating them up.
Dead. All right. Can you guys give me your sleeper picks of the week?
Anthony Edwards. I mean, I can name 25 people and that wouldn't be a sleeper. Oh, how about this? Malik Monk. How about that? Ooh. I think he goes off this week.
Okay.
He's been doing good. He's on my fantasy team too.
You need him to go off.
Yeah, I need him to go off.
Oh, I'm going to say Reggie Jackson. Reggie Jackson.
Reggie.
Denver Nuggets.
Reggie Jackson and Malik Monk. The one thing you do have on your side, Channing, I feel like Malik always plays well against the Lakers, and they are playing this week. So
barbecue chicken alert.
Yeah, you may have just picked that one correct. Road Trip and Sleeper Picks of the Week are sponsored by Sleeper Fantasy. Download the Sleeper app and use promo code ROADTRIPIN for a deposit match up to $100. Terms and conditions apply. Having said all of that,
take a drink.
How about the Warriors? Steph Curry, only Warrior to score more than 20 points in a game this season. Last night, Steve Kerr said, we need some more scoring and playmaking from elsewhere. Most notably, Andrew Wiggins has been slumping, to say the least. 4 for 26 from deep, has shot just 50% at the free throw line this season. Obviously, what's going on with Clay? Clay's like, I haven't been who I am.
Oh, we see.
Right.
Oh, we see.
Yeah. What would you guys do to get this team? Is there anything? Is it early when it comes to this squad?
I'm worried about Wiggins. I'm less worried about Clay. Yeah. Wiggins 2 years ago had ascended to kind of the level that people had thought he could ascend to. And then last year, for whatever reason, like, you know, he had some personal issues, fully support him, whatever was going on. But then he was gone. And then you're like, okay, get into the season this year. And it was just like, he just doesn't look as engaged, doesn't look as motivated, doesn't look as hungry. And yeah, some of that's missing shots, but like everything across the board is down. Your free throws, you can't make a free throw. 3-point percentage is abysmal. Like something, you know, I hope everything's all right. Cause that's like, you can, like Mikal Bridges is shooting 30% from three. That's why his numbers are down. But his field goal percentage is the same. Free throw percentage is the same, right? Is like there's some baselines there, and they're just, oh, he's struggling from the field or struggling from three, but that'll come up. Just to see that across the board from Wiggins, I hope he's okay. But if he is okay, fuck, man. Come on, man. Get your shit going, right? Like, get going. They got Jordan Poole gone to give you some more freedom. Clay, look, Clay's got multiple injuries. There's going to be times where Clay feels good. There's going to be times where Clay doesn't. But Andrew Wiggins?
This is what sucks. If this wasn't contract year for Clay, and now I'm doing a 30,000-foot view, right? To me, Wiggins and Clay essentially have the same role. When Clay is in there, Wiggins' personality is like, you know what? When Clay was coming off the bench, when he wasn't there, and when you have to rely on Wiggins to do stuff, when that pressure's on him, he's more aggressive. Right? When they were like, well, Clay is starting to work himself back. That's when Wiggins did the thing, was like really balling when they needed him. Now, nobody even really mentions him. What they win or lose, if he gets 5 or 10 or 20.
But Channing, that don't condone those percentages, bro. What? That don't condone.
It does not condone. What really should happen is this, and I'm going to get roasted. I think one of them should go to the bench. I think one of them should go to the bench. And then when they come in the game, you focus on them to blow up. Also, Clay's playing a four. That got to be a different situation for him at times. Then you got to look at, like, when do they ever get, like, their time, right? The way teams are playing them now, Steph has to shoot a bunch. And that's not – there's never, like, Steph has this quarter, Clay has this quarter, Wiggins has this quarter. Like, that's how they were so dangerous. Now it's a steady diet of Steph. To me, you'd say, I want to showcase you, Wiggins or Clay, in that second quarter, and we're just going to run everything through you. So we need you to turn down that side of your brain. That's why I would say turn it the Ginobili factor. Mm-hmm. You're going to end the game. You may not start the game because we want to focus on you on the offensive end. We need that burst. That's my opinion. It would suck, but I think that's where they would be very dangerous.
You agree or don't agree, Richard? Richard's not here. Truth or trash?
Whoa, wait. I'm just sitting here just like, no, I kind of said, it's like, dude, like, this isn't system who starts. Like, they were both starting with Jordan Poole, kind of starting when they won the championship. So that's just my thing. It's just like, I get that these guys are a little off. Clay's a little bit older. I get that. But Wiggins' numbers, man, like, you know, you still got to make a shot, bro. This dude was an all-star. If we anything that could do that could help him, if he needs to go to the bench, if that's going to help him get his 50% free throw shooting, his 20%, 10% three-point percentage up, yes. Anything.
Truth or trash, Draymond Green's reputation plays a big part in the number of techs he gets.
Oh, he plays a big part in the tech he gets.
Facts.
He would get more texts if he wasn't Draymond.
Like, it helps him and hurts him.
Exactly.
Did you see his IG post?
No. What did he say?
You guys didn't see this.
No.
I'm in year 12 and y'all still telling me to stop being Draymond. Don't get a tech. Blah, blah, blah. 12 years later and y'all still trying to coach me on how to be me. I'm better at being Draymond than anybody. Imagine if I told y'all how to do your job. You'd look at me crazy. I thought y'all should know how dumb you all look trying to tell me how to be me. If y'all had some advice for your own lives, the world would be a much better place and you would be far better at your job than your mediocre outputs. Happy Sunday, good people. Right back at it like it's an addict.
Damn.
Like an addict.
Wow.
Well, that's a lot. 10 games in, well, that's a lot.
Yeah, did he talk about himself in third person?
Yeah. I mean, it's entertaining.
Enough said. Draymond gonna be Draymond. Draymond gonna be Draymond.
Whether or not you guys say anything.
Draymond, whether y'all trying to tell Draymond how to be Draymond, don't nobody else know how to be Draymond like Draymond. I'm the best Draymond. Nobody can be a better Draymond than Draymond.
He's not lying.
Draymond's the best.
He's not lying.
Let's close out this episode. Dikembe Mutombo's finger wag, truth or trash, is the best signature celebration in NBA history. I love Channing when you want to give that impulse.
I like the rock the baby. The rock the baby is one of my favorite ones. The Russell rock the baby as like a signature move. The rock the baby was pretty. Like, say whatever you want.
Throwback, Stromile Swift doing this on you.
Little bird, man.
The bird thing was wild. You have to look at him punching on people. But yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. Kembe is the most.
It's the best.
Yeah. It's the best. We can't think of another one. Channing Stalling. Right. Trying to think of another one.
I am stalling.
Crying. All right. There should be a law, truth or trash, for how early you can play Christmas music in stores and in commercials.
No.
Yeah.
Bump that shit right now.
But the rules should
like
be.
Like a law.
No. The rules should be.
I say bump it now.
Is your house already set up for Christmas, Channing?
No. November 1st, right after Halloween.
Yeah,
right?
What about Thanksgiving?
It's not Christmas. There's holiday music, and then there's like Christmas music. So which one is it?
Is this thing on? Is anyone listening to me today?
What?
Yes,
the question was. Christmas music.
Why is it Christmas
not
holiday music?
Holiday music.
Oh, okay.
Well, I bump Wham music. All year long, so.
We got more truth or trash on the other side. That's another edition of Road Trip End. God.